I recognize this,
Leia said loudly enough to be heard over the thunderclaps reverberating in the vast chamber.
It was the emblem of the Republic.
Hung on brackets, affixed to the ancient block wall, the gleaming 3-meter-tall-by-3-meter-wide emblem was an 8-rayed stellar symbol, centered in a circle whose circumference was made up of dashed lines. Other than a stack of empty storage crates, it was the only thing in the room. Leia reached out to caress the luminous metal.
An emblem identical to this hung in the Hall of Justice on Alderaan, up until Palpatine's declaration.
But this is not that one,
a voice said from behind them. Han had his blaster out even before he completed his turn. Leia, her lightsaber, its shimmering blade raised in front of her. Approaching them were Lestra Oxek and his assistant Koi Quire, surrounded by a quartet of armed bodyguards. Two of them were the ship thieves from Basid.
Lestra, Leia said, you tracked us.
Actually, my dear, it was the owner of the rental shop on Basid. He has already reported the theft of his slicer droid to the authorities.
So you're here to see whether we want a lawyer, Jeddak said. Oxek motioned for his henchmen to holster their blasters, then inclined his head to Jeddak.
A pleasure to finally meet you, Captain, after all these years.
Don't expect me to say the same. Oxek's eyebrows arched.
No? Well, perhaps you'll change your mind once you know the full story.
Jeddak looked at Koi Quire.
What happened? Insurance game didn't pay enough?
Lovely to see you again as well,
Quire said, smiling lightly.
Does your offer to show me around still stand?
It might. Leia deactivated her lightsaber and hooked it to her belt.
Let's see if you can change all our minds, Lestra.
Oxa grinned and gestured to the emblem.
You're gazing on a piece of history that hasn't been seen for 80 standard years. Princess Leia was correct in recognizing this as the emblem of the Republic. But this one...
He stepped toward it, raising his hand reverently to touch it.
This one once adorned the podium of the Senate Rotunda. Cast of pure rhodium, orichalcum, and coruscanthium, and detailed with half a dozen equally precious metals and alloys, it was known as the insignia of unity. But 7 years into the reign of then-Supreme Chancellor Palpatine, it was stolen from the Senate during a much-needed renovation of the Rotunda and replaced with a counterfeit.
Oxek cast a glance at Jeddak.
Stolen, Captain Jeddak, by members of the Republic Group, which had shipped it here for safe storage until such time as it would be needed to
restore Republic honor to the galaxy.
Oxek grinned broadly.
Precisely, Captain. A symbol meant to rouse and reawaken those who had allowed themselves to fall under the sway of the Emperor.
He paused briefly.
Well, we all know that even the healthiest of seedlings don't always bear fruit. The replacement emblem was discovered to be a counterfeit during the restoration work occasioned by General Grievous's attack on Coruscant. In either case, no attempt was ever launched to uncover the original. The Emperor didn't care, and most of the Senate was beyond caring by that point. But collectors of Republicana art and sculpture have been combing the galaxy for it ever since.
He swung back to face it.
And here it is at last.
Oxek fell silent while a powerful tremor shook the room. Han holstered his blaster, but pulled Leia and Alana close to him.
I've been chasing it for almost 50 years,
he said, almost as if to himself.
It's the reason you weren't left to flatline in the Nar Shadda facility to which you were medevaced after your collision there, Captain Jeddak.
He glanced over his shoulder.
You're certainly entitled to a finder's fee for leading me here. But let's face facts. You never knew precisely what you were chasing, whether it was riches beyond your imaginings or simply a dream. And more important, the Millennium Falcon turns out to have been the real key to unlocking this particular treasure chest. Therefore, I lay claim to it. I've known from the start what I was pursuing, and my expenditures in time, energy, and credits far exceed the sum total the rest of you have contributed.
From his jacket pocket, Oxek drew a small cylindrical probe. Applying the tester's bulbous scanner to the most accessible part of the emblem, he studied the readout.
Its worth in precious metals is of little import, he said.